Today we are up to a new Simon Tov Chav Zayin. It's on page Reish Peiches. Kishur Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yom Mehiach Kosim Bashtaros. Simon Tov Chav Zayin on page Reish Peiches. Okay, so the question is, how do you write a ksuba or a taboo, a get? How do you write a get or a ksuba when Rosh Chodesh is for the first Oshtar? Okay, what kind of shtaros do we really write b'zman hazeh? What do we write? A prusbul? Okay, it's right. Heter iska. Okay, good. Keep on going. You're on a roll. Ksuba d'irchasa. To know, ksuba that my father used to do for almost all of Balabatim. Everyone, they lose their ksuba. They don't know where the ksuba is. Someone's married for 50 years and you still know where your ksuba is? It's pretty good. But sometimes after being married for 50 years, you don't remember where your ksuba is. So you're not allowed to live in sin. You have to have a ksuba. It's not the worst sin, but you have to have
it. The woman was supposed to know
what? Correct. That is correct. That is correct. You're right. 100%. The woman, the ksuba is given to the woman. It's her document. And if you don't know, so there's a special document that has a special nusach called ksuba de'irchas, a ksuba that is lost. So you have to go. So we have to go to the rabbi, and you have to have witnesses. It's a whole to do. So rabbanim are in the business of producing for the balabatim what's called the ksuba de'irchas. It was now very much what.
Can you get it on the internet?
No, yeah, well, you have to fill it out. It's a form. It's a form, but it has to be filled out correctly. The dates, like you say, the dates and the witnesses and the names have to be spelled correctly. It's something which requires skill. Okay, the average person should not fill out ksuba d'irchas. They should go for rabbinical guidance. It was nogei halacha lemaisa, Hurricane Sandy. No one expected that their basins would be flooded to the degree that they were, and many, many people lost ksubos, dealing with like a large number, and a lot of rabbanim for the last couple of weeks have been extremely busy putting together for everyone the ksuba, the irchasa. So if it's written, yeah?
It's many times written wrong. The name, so I remember mine I called Rabbi Hankin.
Yeah.
So he told me how to do it. You don't have to go make another
one. You can make a carrot, right. And
Ben Ashura is. But the name is.
Yeah. Mechune. A lot of ksubas are not done. Kid, you have to know how to write do ksubas. It's very important. Okay, let's go. But any event, Kishor Aleph Kishor Rosh Chodesh Shneiyam. When Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Kaisim Bashtaris Bayom Harishon Bayom Rosh Chodesh. When Rosh Chodesh are two days, so you write in the shtar. Bayom Harishon, let's assume it's Sunday. When he starts here, Bayom Harishon, he's assuming that it's a Sunday wedding. Sunday morning wedding. Sunday afternoon wedding. Bayom Harishon. Bayom Rosh Chodesh. Shehu Yom Shloshim Lachodesh Sho'avar. So we're putting, what the point he's making is that we're putting the previous month, after you mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. Do you write that it's Rosh Chodesh after you say it's the 30th day? Like it's the 30th day of Kislev. Right? It's the 30th day of Kislev, which is Rosh Chodesh. Which is Rosh Chodesh Teves. Or do you say no? It's Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is the 30th day of Kislev. Where do you make mention that it's Rosh Chodesh? And where do you make mention that it's the 30th day of the last month? What is the proper order? So we have here different opinions. We don't follow what it says here in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that it's proper to make mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. Today is Rosh Chodesh, which happens to be the 30th day of Chodesh Kislev. Let's see. Shu Rosh Shloshim Yom LaChodesh. Now let's see right away the Mishnah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Aleph. Shu Shloshim Yom Ratzulaymash Shekach Kaisim. That's the way you write it. V'dachadas habach, you always find chiluke deos, the bach disagrees, shekoysim lehebich. Just the other opposite. You start off by saying, today is the 30th day of the previous month. By the way, today is Rosh Chodesh. The 30th day of the previous month is the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Which is Rosh Chodesh Teves. So you would write, today is the 30th day of Kislev, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Teves. Let's go to number one on the right side. The same thing applies when it comes to a get. Okay, and on the right side, what happens in Gam in Kos of Rak Rosh Chodesh Ploni? Let's say you don't write at all, that's the 30th day. Let's say you write in a shtar, in a ksuba, or in a get, today is the first day Rosh Chodesh Teves. It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Teves. So you do mention that it's Rosh Chodesh, and you mention it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Teves. But you've left out the fact that it also happens to be on the calendar the 30th day of the previous month. So you, let's say you leave out that fact. Is it a kosher ksuba? Is it a kosher get? The answer is yes. Kasav is Shmuel Sham, that it's kosher bidyevet. It's kosher. Kasav is Shmuel Sham, Shachol Kasmuchum Sham, Shaget kosher. It's also kosher. Let's go back to the Mechaber. What?
The date is implied, rather.
Right. Because we can figure it out. Okay. The haminyan lechodesh miyom hasheni. The haminyan lechodesh miyom hasheni. The kaisim. Then in the Ramah he writes. The Ramah is following the opinion of the Mechaber. The haminyan lechodesh. The number of days miyom hasheni. From what is it? Miyom hasheni. The kaisim bo. The echad lachodesh. What is he saying over here? I'm getting confused. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah beis haminin lachodesh miyoyim hashini. What does this mean? Ratzol Leimar sheminenu maschilin limnos yimei hachodesh haba. From that is where we start to count the days of the next month. Ki hu ikar hakvius v'hayoyim shloishim hu rak hashlomo lachodesh shavar. So as we write bayoyim harishoyin. From there we begin to count the days of the next month. From what days? The haminyan lachodesh. How many days is it in the month? It's one day in the month. The haminyan lachodesh miyom hasheni. So the first day of the month. Wait. So what about the first day of the month? Let's say it's the first day of the month.
You don't have to write it the second day.
V'haminin lachodesh miyom hasheni. I don't know what that means. Ratzel loymar, shemimenu maschilin. From there we start. From the second day. Limnos yimei hachodesh abaki. Hu ikra hakvius. V'hayom shloshim hu rak hashlomo lachodesh avar. And day 30 is part of the past. So what about the first day? What about the first? Let's say it's the second day. It's
the second day Rosh Chodesh.
Because you know the Echad Lachodesh. Hago. It's the second. So the second day Rosh Chodesh. Today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the first day of the month.
Aleph Teves.
Okay. So let's go further. Hago. Kishem Avirin Hashana. Kaisim Ad. Now the case is another halacha. Now we go to a new issue. Let's say you have two Adars. Adar Rishon and Sheni. So how do you refer to Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni? Can you refer to one of them as Adar Stam without saying Rishon or Sheni? So the Ramah says, Hagok Kishem Avirin Hashana, when you add a second Adar to the month, Kaisim Ba Adar Harishon Adar Stam, the Ramah says, don't say Rishon. If you have a double Adar, just if it's L'Chodesh Adar, automatically it means the first Adar. Uba Sheni Adar Sheni. The Mishnah was Chaylik, Gimel, Adar Stam, who I didn't kishem, because we're working on Chodesh Reis HaKnesses, we make Birchus Birchus Rosh Chodesh in Reis HaKnesses, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Yihye b'yoyim hashlishi. You don't have to say Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Just saying Adar Stam automatically means the first. However, we don't do this. We don't do this. Umaskona sachroinim de hanochin. We don't follow this Ramah. The leforish b'shtein that it's preferred to say both Adar Rishon yichtev Adar Rishon v'asheni Adar Sheni. Number two. V'im kosav. Now this is ma'akev. The other way around. V'im kosav b'yadar Rishon. Adar Stam. Let's say in Adar Rishon you write Adar Stam. Adar you stay Kosef Haramah Shashtar Kosher. Like we said, that's what we that even though Halacha L'Maisa L'Machna. Halacha L'Maisa L'Machmen, we always write for Adar Rishon. Adar Rishon. We don't follow what it says in the Ramah. And if you leave it out, even though it's kosher. But if you do the other way around, then it's posel. Avlam kosa be'adar sheni adar stam hashtar posel. Okay, so that's the basic halacha. These halachas. Bottom line is that the Bach, it appears that the minhag olam is to follow not like it says in the Ramah. It's to the opposite of the mechaber. Not what it says in the mechaber. To the opposite is that we always start off by saying that today is the 30th day of the previous month, which is the first day Rosh Chodesh. We always start off with the number of days. If, like, for example, the last days of our Kislev, if Kislev is Shalem, today is the 30th day of Kislev, which is the first day Rosh Chodesh Teves. Yeah.
Sort of apropos to this, my father was Nifter on the first day of Sukkot.
Okay.
So on the Mitzvah, we put Aleph to Sukkot rather than...
Okay.
Is that correct?
My father, same thing. My father was Nifter also on the first day of Pesach. So Aleph Pesach. We didn't write the 15th day of Nisan. Right? But that's a Matzeva. Matzeva, you can do whatever you want.
No,
that's not a shtar.
It's a thinking. You know?
Right. It's the way, and Matzeva is the way people relate to it. How will you trigger the day in a person's mind? The first day Pesach. First day Sukkot. Clear. You go right. The 15th day. Oh, that's right. The 15th day of Nisan happens to be the first day Pesach. But in a shtar, we have two opinions, the Mechaber and the Bach. Two opinions, we have a conflict. Life is all about conflicts. Which one goes first? The Mechaber says, put Rosh Chodesh first. It's a little bit misleading. Today is the first day Rosh Chodesh Teves, which happens to be the 30th day of Kislev. The Bach says, no, that's misleading. Today is the 30th day of Kislev, which happens to be the first day of Rosh Chodesh Teves. Two ways of doing it. The Bach says to do it put the 30th day of the month first. Okay, now we go to a new
clarification. Are there any implications of one way or the other? In other words, is there a Talmudic source for one way?
There must be. I don't know the answer. I'm sure if we look further.
And it's other than the counting the days, that's more of the regular thing, and then Rosh Chodesh is the second.
What's more? So I don't know why. Why do we put one better than the other? Giving cover to Rosh Chodesh obviously is a nicer thing to do, but it's less accurate. When you want to count the days, today is the 30th day of the previous month, that has more accuracy. So it appears the Bach says, be more accurate to the Zman over giving honor to Rosh Chodesh.
But it's not a mitzvah, it's not which one takes
right. It's not ma'akev. You have two mahalachim how to do it, and these things are not ma'akev.
So you say Adar Sheni?
Yes, you must say, that is a given. When it comes, you must say the word Sheni. That is a given. If you don't say
Yom Sheni, Rosh Chodesh, would be Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Sheni. Not Yom Sheni, but Rosh Chodesh Sheni.
The second day is Rosh Chodesh, which is the second day of the month.
Right. No.
Which is the first day of the month.
The second day is the second day.
The second day of Rosh Chodesh. Which is the first day of the month. That's what Rambam is saying.
Right. But would you? Isn't it actually Rosh Chodesh Sheni? It's Rosh Chodesh Sheni. You just say Rosh Chodesh Sheni, just like you say Adar Sheni. That's my point.
You have to mention the month. What? You're not going to get confused because you have to mention specifically which month you're referring to.
Right.
Here, that's what the Ramah explains. That's the part that I didn't understand before. The Ramah is saying that when it's the second day of Rosh Chodesh, what do you say? Today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. That's all you have to say of Teves. You don't have to say which is the first day of Chodesh Teves. That's what the Ramah says. V'hamin l'chodesh miyom sheni. See, that's what they're on the premise. Now I understand what it means. What it says here, let's say today is the second day of Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
On the calendar, the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of the month.
Right.
Do you have to mention that today is the first day? Of, the answer is
right.
No.
That's right. That's my,
you don't.
My point was it should be just Ayom Rosh Chodesh Sheni. Not Yom Sheni, but have Rosh Chodesh Sheni. Just
well, that's what you're doing. Today is the like second. Say, okay. Correct. That's what you're doing. The Hanin L'Chodesh Miyom Sheni, the Kaisen Bo, is you write Be'echad. The Hanin L'Chodesh Miyom, the Kaisen Be'echad Be'chodesh.
Why do we?
The other way around.
Rosh Chodesh anyway.
Svek of the Yom, because Bizman Shabbos Hanin L'Chodesh Miyom, the Yom Kaisen Al Piri Iyah. The people who are living in Chutz Liaretz did not know if Rosh Chodesh was yesterday or if Rosh Chodesh is today. But it's not done every month. So certain months yes, certain months now. We have a calendar, so it's a mix. Okay, I don't know all the details. Some months yes, some months not.
Yeah. Ksuba.
Yeah. Then don't write the ksuba. Then you don't write the ksuba. You have to know exactly when the date is. The earlier times. How did they do it then? It was like this. They made a wedding, and they didn't know if they. And I don't know what they did. Yeah, very good point. I don't know what they did.
What? They had to wait for the declaration before they
couldn't get married until they got messed from a shluchim.
The day before they found out it was Rosh Chodesh.
You're right. I don't know. It's a very good point. They couldn't make a get on the Zman they were Makadosh al Pi Ria, and they had to wait for the shluchim to come. That means right. They could not get married or divorced until they knew exactly what the calendar date was. L'chari, you're right. Today we have Kri de Yarcha, so everything is already set. But yeah, you're right. You're right. Yes, b'diavad, yes. But you don't do that. You write Rishon and Sheni. But b'diavad, you write Alpeis, it's for sure kosher b'diavad. Yeah, yeah. In the books, the books for the rabbis, the manuals, they have, it's very complicated. They have all of the variations. When you fill out a ksuba, a tnoyim, you have to know, you have to take a lot of practice. You have to make sure, you know, you're doing it right. But there are some very good manuals. RCA manuals. They are even better than the RCA manuals. They go through the Sfarim, the books, they go through all the halachas, and they clearly explain to you how it's done and all the variations, and it gets a little complicated. You have to be very careful to do it right. Yeah.
Thinking in Eretz Yisrael, Yontif is one day.
Yeah.
Why can't I take the same thinking?
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh should be one day also.
In Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael, they also make Kaddish up here, yeah.
But now that we have no Riyah.
Minagav Seinu Biyodeinu. It's still a min. The minag remains. This is an old issue.
The Riyah didn't apply in no way to which day is Yontif?
Even in Eretz Yisrael, what do you mean?
No, okay, I am.
So we still continue to preserve this tradition of 2 days. Okay, let's go to the next halacha. Okay, now this is a very hard simin. I'm just going to run through the words. It's hard. I don't know what it means. But let's just do the best that we can do. Tav chav ches. Say the kviyas hamoydim v'kviyas haparshios. Elu hayamim she'ein koyvim bohem hamoyadim. The following are days that we do not allow Mo'adim to fall out upon. When the calendar has been established, or even when it was a Bezdin, the Bezdin has power to some degree to manipulate the calendar. Let's see. Lo Adu Rosh Hashanah. Lo Adu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah is not allowed to come out on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. V'lo Gimel Alevav Yom HaKippurim. Yom Kippur may never come out on a Tuesday, Sunday, or Friday. V'lo Zayin Beis Dalet Purim. Purim can never come out on a Shabbos, a Monday, or a Wednesday. V'lo Beis Dalet Vav, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Pesach. V'lo Gimel Hei Zayin, Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos, Atzeres Shavuos, V'Hoshana Rabbah. V'lo Gimel Chanukah. Chanukah can never come out on a Tuesday. V'lo Aleph Gimel Vav Tzayim Esther. Tainis says it cannot come out on a Sunday, or on a Tuesday, or on a Friday. V'loi beis dalet vav tzom, referring tzom tamuz v'av, and they're always the same day. They cannot come out shavas v'tamuz and tisha b'av on a Monday, a Wednesday.
They do have Fridays.
They do. No, Atari Tavis, yes. Atari Tavis, we do have on a Friday, yes. We're going to come to that.
Yeah.
We'll see, Mishnah Berurah explains why. Now let's go a few more words. Let's, before we go forward, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. It's very important Ber Halacha to explain. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Aleph. She'ein Kaiv Mohem. Ayin B'tam Ber Halacha. We're going to see the Ber Halacha in a few moments. U'v'yoyim She'yeh Chanukah. Hinei Be'emez Ze'enoi. So he mentions over here in Beis about Chanukah. I'm reading the Mishnah Berurah Beis. Mishnah Berurah. I didn't yet do that. So let's go further in the Mechaber. I didn't read that part of the Mechaber yet. The last line of the Mechaber page, Resh Peches. La'olam b'yoyim she'yia purim yia lag lo'imer. Notice he says lag lo'imer. He says hayoyim chamish yomim lo'imer or bo'imer. But everyone says lag bo'imer. We once discussed this. I remember last year, Lag B'Omer, I discussed it with you why it's so. But here in the Mechaber, he says Lag Lo'omer. Okay, the holiday Lag Lo'omer. That's very interesting.
Oh, the Brochus says
Right. So, but even though we have there are difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Sfarad, you say Bo'omer or Lo'omer, but it's universal to refer to Lag Bo'omer. You never hear someone say, I'm going to the Lag Lo'omer parade. Never heard that. I'm going to the Lag Bo'omer parade, not the Lag Lo'omer parade. But here in the Mechaber, he does say Lag Lo'omer. Le'olam b'yom she'yeh Purim yeh Lag Lo'omer. The day upon which Purim falls, this year is on a Sunday, Purim?
That's correct. That's
so that means that Lag Bo'omer will be Yiyah Lag Lo'omer. The Simen Peleg. Peleg means to split. Pe is Purim, Lamed Gimel is Lag Bo'omer, so it's part of a Simen. Uviyom She'yihyeh Chanukah, the day that Chanukah falls, Yihyeh Atzeres, will be Shavuos, so this year Chanukah falls on a Sunday, correct? So Yihyeh Atzeres, when? Kishayu Kisidron Oy Chaserim, when the months will be Kisru, which means it will alternate Mole Chaser, or there are 2 months which can be Chaser, Kislev, the Chanukah, the month of Chanukah, sometimes can be Chaser, it depends on the year. Sometimes the month of Kislev is Chaser, and sometimes it is Mole. Okay, so let's see exactly what that means. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. This is very confusing. What?
The top word.
Kisidron is 1 and 1.
1 and 1.
Or they'll both be,
right.
Or they'll both be chaser. But if one is, but they're both going to be mole, then the rule does not apply. Okay, we'll see what that means in the moment. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah base of Yom Shiach Chanukah. Hinei b'yom zein is not true. This law that the Mechaber says is incorrect. Doha Chanukah efshar liyos b'yom hazayin. Chanukah can be on Shabbos. The first day Chanukah can be on Friday evening, Shabbos. The atzeres we just learned before, it's efshar liyos chanal. So it can't be. So something doesn't make sense over here.
One that passed. Was it passed?
The Shavuos, they're saying one is saying the one that passed.
On Sunday we had a
Achein b'yemesh shetos sofer who there's a mistake in the text. V'tzorach lama uviyoyim sheyiyeh atzeres. Right, so that's what we thought it was the past. We thought they were referring to going back in the past. So in the past, it's true it cannot be the day that of Chanukah. If you interpret it to mean, that means last year Shavuos.
Last year Shavuos and this year Chanukah.
Last year Shavuos is year Chanukah. Exactly. So that doesn't make any sense, because that's not true, because it could very well be that we're going to have a... That can be, so what does it mean then? V'tzach lama b'yom she'yihye atzeres, yihye Chanukah, da'haynu ha'chanukah she'acharav. So...
Well, that can be.
That, okay, I'm not clear. I don't know this. I'm not going to make believe know this.
We have now a chisaron, and so therefore we have Hanukkah on a Sunday.
Okay, let's go for Achayin. Zeu davka kishashon hi kisidro. Now, what does it mean kisli? This is at least we should walk away with this. This calendar thing, I'm sorry, I don't have the mind for this. All of these dates. This is just never had, never will be. So all over the calculation. This is not.
This I know. This is mine.
This is your type of forte. Okay, but at least let's take out some of the terms. At least let's extract some of the yesodos. And here's one thing we should walk away with. This is a principle for Shas. The concept called Kisidra and Choseh. What does it mean when we say that the year is Kisidra? Let's extract that idea. Davka Kishashani Kisidra, the Hainu Cheshvan V'Kislev. Okay, the 2 months that are critical, which are variables in the year, are Cheshvan and Kislev. Echad Mole, the Echad Choser. So we're just going through now Cheshvan, then we go into Kislev, and Kislev. So one is Mole, one is Choser. Oh, Shneim Chaserim. Mm-hmm. Both Cheshvan and Kislev have only 29 days, not 30 days. This year they're both
29
days. Avil, but there's also a possibility that they're both going to be 30 days. So either it can be one is 30 day, one is 30 and one is 29, or they're both 29, or they're both 30. So these 2 months are the variables of the year. Kisidron means one is mole and the next is choser, or they are Malayim or both chaserim. Avol kisheshneim Malayim, if both of them be Malayim, yavo yom rishon shel Chanukah b'yom shachatzeres. But when in the year when they both can be Malayim, then it's going to happen. Yavo yom rishon shel Chanukah b'yom shachatzeres. The first day of Chanukah will be the day after Shavuos. Normally, Chanukah and Shavuos are linked; they are the same day of the week. But in a year when both variable months are Malayim, Cheshvan and Kislev are Malayim, then it's going to be that Shavu is going to be 1 day later. If the first day of Shavu falls on a Sunday, then at least we have that now. Let's go to the Be'er Halacha. Very important Be'er Halacha. He explains the entire concept. It's very simple. Very simple what he says here. Make sure I'm reading the right one that I prepared. Okay, let's see. Let's go back to the previous page. He has some really good stuff here, but we'll have to skip it for now. Let's just see some of this. We'll run through it very quickly. Let's just start from Rosh Chodesh. Let's just this one Be'er Halacha. I'm going to run through it. I don't know what it means, but let's just run through because I want to get to what it says at the end, which is fascinating. Okay, Kishrosh Chodesh. Okay, the Be'er Halacha, the first one of this siman, where it says Kishrosh Chodesh Chulu. Ayin Seder Hakdias B'Tur. If you really want to learn about the calendar, you have to learn the Torah. The Torah goes through all the details. V'nei B'Tur Seder Hakdias Shakol Yud Gevul Machzarim Kivi Usam Shaveh. There's a 13-year cycle. There's an excellent video done by forgot his name. A couple of years ago, we had the Birchas Hachama. So in order to really understand Birchas Hachama, you have to understand the 13-year cycle of years. When it's Moli, when it's Choser, when there's a leap year, there are basically two variables. Two variables are, when do we have a leap year?
Seven,
right? How many times do you have a leap year?
7 and 19.
And the second variable is, which months are, in the 13-year cycle, which months are Mole and which months are Choser. These are the two variables in understanding the 13-year cycle. Okay, so we have this 13-year cycle. The Ayin Sedek V'nei B'Torah Sedek V'nei G'shol Yud Gimel Machzarim K'vidu Sam Shavet V'ma Shekaro HaLavush Eagle D'Rav Nachshon Go'on. The cycle, the 13-year cycle of Rav Nachshon the Go'on, the great one. Ach HaLavush Kosev Al Zeh Hamoin HaMa'abrim, those, the people HaMa'abrim Choshrim Yud Gimel Machzarim B'Shavet, they're all the same. It's not true. It's not so. The 13 years, every single 13 years, that cycle of 13 years, there are other factors which change from cycle to cycle. Chen Hetik Bahagos Ben Aryeh Misefi Yisodolam. Mama Revi Berik Yud Misefa. Vekimash Yisodolam Shkol Yud Gimel Machzorim Hei Meshaveh Hurak Beroiv Hashanim. Avoloi Bekulam. There are some cycles that things change. Lchei Ein Lismech Al Igol Zeh Shol Yud Gimel Machzoros Ad Kalashos. If you make a calendar and you have in front of you the 13-year cycle with all of the, when there is a leap year, when there is not a leap year, and when it's Moed, when it's Choser, beware. Don't start printing calendars without being aware of the other details which change or things change. He goes through the cycle. Don't pay attention to what it says in the Torah, because the Torah is not 100% accurate. Ayin Sham. But as far as this simen tof chavches, where we discuss the rules of lo odu rosh, that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, and a Friday, and so on and so forth, that doesn't make a difference. That is not relevant to the Torah. That will not change. Kel shem she'avru adhena. Mada hava hava, don't look back in the past, whatever was. And by the way, today, if you take out a new Shulchan Aruch and you go look at the Torah, they already fixed it. All of the problems that the Mefarshim have with the Torah's 13-year cycle and his calculations have been rectified. There are corrections already been made. I don't know exactly which edition is referring to, but everything today has been fixed. Now, let's read this, what he says very carefully now. This is very interesting. The Al Shnas Tof Reish Samach Beis. Okay, Tof Reish Samach Beis is 110 years ago. I'm on page Reish Peches in the Beir Halacha. He'll show you where I'm up to. And Tof Reish Samach Gimel, that's exactly 110 years ago. And Tof Shin Zayin. And Tof Shin Ches. Kosafti Lekamon Eichu Akvias Be'emes. There's a mistake in the Torah. There's a mistake. So when you go to the Torah and you see what he says, you have to be very careful. Okay? Ayin Sham, look there. Now again, this is during the lifetime of the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim died in 1933. So he's discussing over here, 19 Tof Reish Samach Beis is 1911. So this during his lifetime. So there was a mistake in the Torah. 1901, 1903, because the 6 months difference is fine. But 1901, 1902, 1903, and then Tavshin. And what year is Tavshin Zion?
Tavshin Zion is 1947.
There's a mistake in the Torah. And Tavshin Ches, 1948, the big year. 1948. So he says there's a mistake in the year. Okay, there's a mistake what it says in the Torah in the calendar. Kosafti l'kamon eichu hakvias be'emes. Ayin Sham. Okay. So he says that there were mistakes. We've taken care of those mistakes.
Hanukkah starts on a Sunday this year. First
1938, 1949, 1947, 48, and 1901, and 1902, 1903. The Yeser Hashanah Meshech Rav, this long distance, this long amount of Meshech Rav. Now, by the way, what is Meshech Rav? Now, look at the star in the bottom. The tour only goes until we've already passed the tour. It only goes Virak at Tov Shin Memtes. Right? So that was 1989. Right? Tov Shin Memtes. 1989. 1989. Kosev Bitur, Gamkein, Vitzarch Loimar. Okay, Meshach Rav Kimat Ad Shnas Tof Tof Mem Zay. Oh, that's past us. Okay, that's past us. Kesuvos Beluach Hatur. Everything is okay. Everything is okay. Kifi Mash Nir BePrichodesh LaYegia Allah. He didn't make any corrections. In Lo Shiyim So Oyd Eizah Kilku Btfulos Kamoy Shalisi BePrichodesh Kosev Sham Al Shnas Tof Tof Kuf Nun Gimel. That's way off. Simon. Now what's the Simon Beis Ches Gimel? Now what does that mean? Beis means that Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday, and Ches means Choser, And Gimel means the first day Pesach. Mr. Nussbaum, you know these simonim?
Yeah, that's
the Beis Ches Gimel. The first letter refers to the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah is
Monday.
A Monday.
Right.
Ches means Choser. Both of the months are Choser. Both variable months. Cheshvan and Kislev are Choser. The last letter refers to the first day of Pesach. Okay, so that's the simon. In the year Tuf Tuf Kuf Nun Gimel, what year is that? I don't know. You have to figure it out. It's way ahead of us.
Quite a while.
So the simon is Beis Ches Gimel, but who Tosat Fus? It's a mistake.
But we have one this
in that year, Vitzorch Loimar Zayin Ches Gimel, it should be that the first day Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos and it's Choser, and the first day Pesach is Gimel. It's a mistake. V'chein Al Shnas Tov Shin Mem Gimel. That was 1983. Is a mistake. Kosa Lemberg. Okay, in Lemberg it says Beis Shin Zayin. Beis, the first day Rosh Hashanah is a Monday. Shin Shleimim. Both Cheshvan and Kislev are Mole. Zayin, the first day Pesach is Shabbos. Futos Atfus. Vitzorach Loimar Zayin Shin. It should say that the first day Pesach is Shabbos, and they're both Shleimim Betur. Vuhu Zayin. Zayin Shin Gimel, first day Shabbos. We have a calendar over here.
The tour had the original tour had a chart like that. This is, takes too long to explain all this, but it had a simple one page chart, and then the newer editions, I don't know when this was, had much more elaborate charts that show all this. This is sort of like a permanent calendar.
We have a few pages behind the Shulchan Aruch. You have a 500 year chart.
No, this is more than fun. This is. I don't know if I'm interrupting too much in here. This is basically a 247 year chart, and just like as you know, maybe that every 19 years the quote secular dates and the Hebrew dates come out the same day, more or less. But they don't come out the same day of the week. They come out the same day.
Correct.
But after every 247 years, they come out exactly the same day of the week and everything. That's 247 is 19 times 13. But
years that could have been.
But 247 years. If you know what it was 247 years ago, then you'll know what it is now. However, what you're discussing here is a couple possible exceptions to the rule, and that's why the tour, the original tour, which was just a simple. Thing like this had to be elaborated and made into a more a fancier chart like this. And I got a phone call, and anybody who wants to look at this,
they want to know what's happening in the year 5,000.
They're calling to ask you.
How does that take into effect the leap year situation, the English leap?
It does. I don't know. The English leap, I don't know. The millennium, that's why it changed from the 4th to the 5th, right?
Of course.
I don't know the details. But who's Zion Gimel, Shin Gimel? Is a mistake. I found another edition where it was correct. And now he writes something which is mind-boggling. Now again, he's talking over here about the year Tavshin Mem Gimel, the year 1983.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mistake in the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
And it should say this, and it doesn't say this, but I found another edition where it's correct. The Eilin of the Chofetz Chaim, he died in the year 1933. So when was he writing this? I don't know. He was writing this, let's say, in the year 1900. Let's assume. The Eilin, we don't have to worry what's going to be in 83 years. 83 years from now. The Eilin Lidag al Kach Kol Kach Yoiser. Ki bevadai. Bevadai. Chofetz Chaim doesn't throw around words lightly. With certainty. But Esaihi v'gam harbe koidem. Way before the year 1983. Yiyeh ha-gu'ula unikadesh al-pi hari'iyah. So what happened? What happened?
Same thing happened by Daniel.
Okay, so all the different predictions. Okay, so let's stop here. We'll take a break.